Facing a terminal illness is hard on everyone involved, and when you or a loved one need full-time care and cannot afford it, it adds lots of stress to the equation. Mother Teresa House in Lansing is a home that exists to provide care and a place to stay for those who have terminal illnesses and are in hospice care, but who cannot afford around-the-clock attention. Joining us in the studio to tell us more about what they do is the founder of Mother Teresa House, Karen Bussey. Karen, welcome.
Thank you.
You started the Mother Teresa House. What was the inspiration? Besides the obvious, Mother Teresa, what else went into founding this house?
So this was for me, it was a call, a call to do this. And Mother Teresa herself very much was a inspiration. For her, it was a call. And for example, her example gave me the courage to begin with just one person. And that's how she started.
How difficult was it to take the plunge and move forward with this?
One has to have some courage to fail and not be afraid to do that.
Yeah.
And so I went ahead with it. And if it was to be, it would happen. And if it wasn't, then we go on.
It was done with all the best intentions, the most commendable intentions. Talk to us about what you provide exactly for your guests.
So many people are familiar with hospice. And wonderfully have had their help for their family members. But what people might not know is that the medical hospices can provide the medical services. For example, at home, the hospice nurses tell me that's the best place to care for someone. They can do their best work there often. However, the hospice nurse visits and then is with them for an hour or whatever the time is. And then the other 23 hours of the day is the responsibility of the family or friends. And that's where we step in to help the hospices with their patients that don't have that help, or the family would like some help with that round-the-clock care.
How are you funded?
100% community support. Donations. We do not get reimbursements from insurances. We do not get reimbursements from the hospices or from Medicare or Medicaid. We don't have government grants. So it's a community supported mission.
I'm led to believe your staff is not big.
No.
How many staffers
do
you have?
So we have about 7 staff. Half of them are part-time people. Our staff is really 50 to 60 valiant volunteers from the community.
That is really what this segment is all about. We're going to talk about volunteering at the Mother Teresa House here in just a minute. How many guests can you care for at once?
We can care for up to 3 people at a time. And it's a small home in downtown Lansing. It's a simple home that we've made into having enough space for up to 3 people at a time. We call them our guests.
What are some of the skills, what are some of the qualities that are important to have if you work in this environment?
Above all, to be able to be present to someone, to be with them, to sometimes they talk about Even an advanced skill could be to be able to dance with the other person. So if they need space and quiet, that we accommodate that. If they need and would like someone to sit with them and talk or listen, we provide that, and that can change from hour to hour.
And those are the traits that a good volunteer would have.
Yes.
As well.
I think also the volunteer, above all, they're a person that's open to learn, just learn whatever it takes. As a family member has to, when they have a sick member at home, they learn what it takes for that personal care of that member, support of that member. And so a lay person can come alongside of us and learn that as well.
And you said 60 volunteers altogether?
Yes.
That's a lot of volunteers. Thank goodness.
Yes.
I'm speaking with Karen Bussey, the founder of Mother Teresa House, a home that cares for the terminally ill in downtown Lansing. What have you found that your guests and their families need the most from you? What is the most common need they have?
It does help them so much to have this help with caregiving, someone to be at the side of their member. Mm-hmm. Sometimes families are quite exhausted emotionally, physically, and that's when they come to us. And in fact, because we are small, we focus on the greatest need. So that is a person that's even in the very last weeks of life when it can be harder.
After 19 years, you must have formed some memorable relationships with your guests over the years. Is there one you'd like to share with us that is particularly memorable?
Sure. I remember a man who was a farmer. He was gentle and man of few words, had a sense of humor. He was tall with broad shoulders, but now he couldn't walk and move around. But since he was a man of the fields and the soil and being outdoors, I realized that staying in his room all day in his bed was difficult. It mm-hmm. would be difficult for him. And me too. I would get cabin fever sometimes sitting at my desk too much. So it was this time of year, and we bundled him up in his wheelchair, and he and I went outside, ventured out. It was Christmas was coming. We ventured out downtown, bumping over the sidewalks and with that wheelchair, and went by the giant Christmas tree at the Capitol, all lit up just like it is right now. Mm. And we stopped into one of the shops down there to get warm, and they had baked goods, so I begged a sample for him, and he liked that. And we wanted to stay out even longer, so then we started going around the Capitol grounds, and there's an incline on one end, those of you who might be familiar. And as I began to push him up the incline towards the Capitol building, I had to breathe a little bit harder pushing this big man in the chair. And he could feel the mechanics of the wheelchair kind of groaning a little bit. And he just threw back a comment to me, and he said, you want me to get out and push for a while? And he and I continued around those grounds and just laughing all the way home, and we really had a good time. And I like to tell people that because they think, oh my goodness, this work must be so hard. But there can be a quiet joy at this time of life and in the human spirit. And I always say that love is never a downer.
Mother Teresa House is the only home that cares for the terminally ill in Lansing, I am told. Help us understand how big the need is locally for what you do.
I do want to say that there are some wonderful facilities in Lansing. We are the only home that operates, as we do, at no charge.
Okay.
This kind of care requires, in Lansing area, it's about $200 a day on average right now. So for some people, that's not possible. And then some people even like might prefer the setting that we have. So our priority is to always care for the person in greatest need. If two people would like to be at Mother Teresa House and one does not have resources and one does, the person with less resources mm-hmm. is the one we can receive first.
You have volunteer training coming up in January. You rely
yes.
so heavily on volunteers. I think we should share a website here so people can learn more.
It's motherteresahouse.org. Teresa is spelled T-E, motherteresahouse.org. And you can sign up there.
Very good. I've been speaking with Karen Bussey, the founder of Mother Teresa House, a home that cares for the terminally ill here in Lansing. Karen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and we thank you.